ABC Radio Australia.
Facebook's snap decision to ban Australian news content on its platform has sparked serious concern among Pacific Islanders in Australia and abroad. Users woke yesterday morning to find that they aren't able to access Australian news on the social media site, and international news has also been blocked for Australian users. Facebook flicked the switch on news because the Australian government wants to make the social media giant and others pay for the news that appears in people's feeds. But the ban is worrying Pacific Islanders who rely heavily on the platform to share reliable information within their communities, especially around COVID-19. Marion Farr has the story.
In the midst of a pandemic, Nei Tu'u'u believes there's never been a more important time to have access to reliable information.
And much like many of our Pacific people, I would normally use Facebook to get my news.
Ms Tu'u'u has New Zealand and Samoan heritage, but has lived in Cairns for 6 years. As a member of the Pacific Community Council of Far North Queensland, she relies on Facebook to share news and keep other Pacific Islanders up to date.
It's a lot more convenient to get it through social media. You can snap it open and, you know, just get up to the minute kind of stuff.
Ms Tu'u is worried about how her friends and relatives might be impacted by Facebook's ban on sharing Australian news content.
We do a lot around making sure our Far North Queensland community knows about, you know, any weather warnings, any floodings, any kind of, you know, emergency kind of, we post those things out on our page just so our community have the information that they need, and especially during the COVID.
The social media giant implemented the sudden ban early yesterday in retaliation to the Australian government's attempt to force platforms like Facebook and Google to pay news organisations for the journalism that appears in people's feeds. It's made it impossible for Facebook users to share Australian and international news. But even some government departments and emergency organisations, including the Bureau of Meteorology and Queensland Health, had their pages temporarily disabled. Facebook says that happened because the proposed media laws don't provide enough clarity about the definition of news. But access to most official pages has now been restored. Others, however, face uncertainty.
We're still trying to work out what we can post from Australia and what we can't.
Sue Ahern is a former ABC journalist and now runs the Pacific Newsroom, a non-profit Facebook group that shares stories from news companies around the Pacific, including Australia.
The main aim of what we're doing is to aggregate all the best Pacific news in one place and as get as much Pacific coverage as we can from journalists in the region.
Ms Ahern woke to a shock yesterday.
About 7 o'clock, I got a message from Michael Field saying, "How does your newsroom look today?" And I wondered what he was talking about. So then I went online and realised that we can't do anything. We're really, really stuck and my sites are blacked out and we can't, you know, we just can't post anything.
Ms Ahern is also a co-convener of the Australia-Asia Pacific Media Initiative, which lobbies for more Australian media involvement in the region. She says Australian media plays a vital role in reporting on the Pacific.
Especially in countries like Fiji, where there's no independent media. A lot of other Pacific countries, you know, they're under pressure. Journalists face great difficulties in being independent. The voice from Australia is really important.
And she's worried about the spread of misinformation about coronavirus in particular.
Australia is about to pay for the vaccine to be distributed in Papua New Guinea, but there's a huge misinformation campaign underway on Facebook saying that COVID doesn't exist, it doesn't affect Papua New Guineans or Melanesians, that we shouldn't take the vaccine. What is Australia trying to do? So there's actually a need for clear and accurate information to be getting through to the Pacific about the vaccine.
Facebook's move has attracted harsh criticism from the Australian opposition. Pat Conroy, Labor's spokesman for the Pacific, warns it has the potential to significantly affect people in the Pacific because it will reduce their access to news and information. Pacific journalists are worried too. Georgina Kekea is president of the Media Association of Solomon Islands.
There are interesting stories which we would like to share.
that affect our country, especially when we want to generate discussions, see what people are saying on certain issues, but we cannot.
Senior Papua New Guinean journalist Scott Wade says the ban came as a shock.
A lot of Papua New Guineans get their news, I mean, from out of Australia, primarily from Facebook. They go to Facebook first and then go to the other side.
A New Zealand media expert, Mary Owe, says it could see Pacific Islanders turn to other platforms for their news.
So we need to have external outlets. We need to have different platforms that share different stories about Pacific or allows us to connect with each other. Because, you know, one platform, you can't have a monopoly. It's not good for anyone.
It's unclear how long the ban will last and what the future of news distribution in Australia will look like. But the government is in discussions with Facebook to resolve the issue. Until then, Far North Queensland Pacific Islander Nei Tu'u has one message.
I really do hope we sort this thing out because it's really quite a big issue internationally and nationally and locally as well.
Speaking to Marion Farr there, that was the Pacific Community Council Far North Queensland member Nei Tu'u. And Facebook is the biggest social media platform in the Pacific, and in many places it's also the main access point to the internet. It's also how many people access news and information, and until yesterday, that included stories from Australian news outlets like the ABC and SBS. Dr. Amanda Watson is a research fellow at the Australian National University and specialises in mobile technology and communication in Melanesia. She joins me now from Canberra to chat about the fallout from Facebook's ban on Pacific countries. Good morning, Dr. Watson.
Morning, Jordan. Thanks for having me.
Lovely to have you on the show. I'm wondering, what was your reaction yesterday when you, as you're watching this all fall out?
Well, like others, I was very surprised. I mean, the initial reporting early yesterday morning was that this would affect Australian users, and I was very surprised to find that our dear neighbours in our close neighbourhood across the Pacific were unable to access Australian news sites as well. I think, like many people, I was quite surprised.
Yeah, all stories and content from Australian publishers basically vanished off Facebook yesterday. Australia's government and Facebook have been in talks. Are there any updates at all, perhaps overnight, on any updates to that situation?
Well, I think what is happening perhaps is that on a case-by-case basis, things are being rectified. So you had just a few moments ago the voice of the president of the Media Association of Solomon Islands, Georgina Kekea, and she has actually posted on Twitter, which is owned by a different company. She says, yay, I am able to share Oz content from my Facebook account. However, there actually has been a reply to that by a Palau-based journalist who has said that she's unable to. So I think what might be happening, a bit like with the Australian websites for police, emergency services, government departments and things like that, I suspect that there are people working at Facebook behind the scenes to try and rectify this on a case-by-case basis.
Do you think, though, that this might be a hard standoff in terms of specifically that Australian news content on social media feeds between the Australian government and Facebook, or do you think one side is going to have to buckle?
Well, certainly the Australian Communication Minister talking late last night on the ABC's television program Q&A was saying that they were planning to stick to their guns. The Australian Parliament has, I think, gone through a process, including with the Australian Competition Commission, which has looked for several years into the issue of the Australian media landscape. And I think the Australian Parliament seems quite committed, at least the government, and indeed they have the support of the opposition in this. So I think that it is moving along. The Senate is yet to pass the bill, as I understand it, but it's certainly looking like the government and the opposition are planning to stick to their guns on this. So what's going to happen, it's really anyone's guess, but the overarching reason for this is because the online advertising revenue in Australia has been largely in the hands of Google and Facebook. I believe the two of them account for 80% of the online advertising revenue. And so the Australian government is trying to ensure that some money can go to the media outlets themselves, who are the ones that employ journalists who do investigative journalism. And that's the overall reason for this. And so at this stage, it looks like it is still going ahead.
Now, you mentioned just earlier about a couple of different people in the media in the Pacific region, Georgina Kakea, as well as someone out of Palau, talking about the difference in being able to share perhaps Australian news content on their feeds. I'm wondering, what have you heard and seen about the impact that this potentially could have on people in the Pacific region?
I think it's important, Jordan, to understand that in some Pacific Island nations, Facebook is the internet. So for many people for whom the online technology is relatively new, and remember there are plenty of people in the Pacific who don't go online at all, but for those who do, there are some who are very savvy, of course, but there are quite a lot of people for whom this is a new technology. They might have limited technical competence. They may not know how to go to a website or how to type an address into a search bar, remembering that online material is mainly in English and there are many languages spoken across the Pacific region and so on. So this is potentially having a big impact in the Pacific. And yeah, we just don't know really what's going to happen next or how long it's going to go on for.
You're listening to ABC Radio Australia's Pacific Beat, and I'm speaking with Dr. Amanda Watson, a digital technology expert. After Facebook has unfriended news organisations in Australia, it's not allowing stories from Australian media websites to be shared on its site, and even some people in the Pacific can't post Australian news sites. Dr. Watson, what are some of the workarounds for people in the Pacific to access this news content? You were saying that Facebook is one of the main points, or basically is the internet for some people. Are their workarounds for them to get their news?
Yes, well, certainly if they can figure out how to do it, they can go directly to a website, for instance, the ABC News website, the Radio Australia website, SBS and others. That may cost people more money though, Jordan, because in some countries, the telecommunication providers offer free Facebook or cheaper Facebook. So, for instance, our telecom in Solomon Islands has cheaper Facebook data than it does. So if you want to purchase normal data, it, say, costs a certain amount of money, but you can get more data for that amount of money if you're just buying Facebook data. Similarly, Digicel in Papua New Guinea offers free Facebook or up to a certain amount of Facebook with some of their plans. So, for instance, the three-day data options, one of them in Papua New Guinea for Digicel is 300 megabytes for 10 kina, but that also includes 700 megabytes of Facebook. So people can do workarounds, but certainly the Facebook data is cheaper than other data, and this is one of the reasons why people like me and others who are concerned about the Pacific are really concerned that at present people in the Pacific may be missing out on that crucial information from trusted news sources.
And on that crucial information, rather, there's also concern that the ban could enable more misinformation about COVID-19 and the vaccines that show up here in people's feeds here in Australia, and less accurate news and information just as the vaccination programs are about to get underway. It's also suggested that this may happen in the Pacific. Is there anything that can be done to prevent this misinformation?
Well, I think a very common way of responding to some misinformation that's posted, which might be just that perhaps someone's friend or cousin doesn't quite understand something correctly, usually what someone would do would be post an accurate and reliable and trustworthy source in response. So if someone says something about COVID-19 that doesn't seem right, someone else might, for instance, put a story from the ABC explaining about COVID-19. At present, people in the Pacific and in Australia can't post Australian news stories to Facebook. So this is a problem. Let's see what happens. I mean, of course, there's other ways to try and deal with misinformation, such as talking to people face-to-face and in community meetings and listening to radio programs such as this one. But at present, for many people, Facebook, it's a bit difficult because you can't exactly give people that information to read themselves from an accurate, reliable, balanced source.
Finally, Dr. Watson, I just wanted to ask, this situation has really shown how reliant the Australian media has become on Facebook to share its news. Pacific organisations do as well. Is there a lesson in this for them about how to interact with Facebook?
Well, I think that's actually partly what the Australian government is trying to do. I think people need to be clear that there are some very good reasons, I think, for what the Australian government is trying to do, which is about ensuring the viability and diversity of the Australian media landscape. What's happened, though, with Facebook having made this move with no notice whatsoever, I mean, they didn't put out something, say, a week ago saying, warning this might happen or something. I mean, the average Facebook user has been totally taken by surprise. So, yes, I think perhaps the Facebook reliance in the region is there. But I hope that we can work through this, and I presume the negotiations are going on frantically between the Australian government and Facebook, and I hope that, we can go back to being able to access that news in the near future.